Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Drake May yesterday on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can use the rewind feature to listen to Drake May or Mike Vrabel from yesterday, along with Hunter Henry and Christian Ellis from our show. You can also listen live on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. It's a small thing, Keith. I like that he's not like rubbing anybody's nose in it after 1 week. It's like,
yeah, no, yeah.
He just won his second game. He had by far, maybe not by far, but I think his best performance of his career, one of the best individual plays of his career. So I don't know. Maybe he comes out, he's feeling himself a little bit. He's like, yeah, well, you know, it is good to hear all that second guessing throughout the week and then go out and put it on the field.
Like the Kayshon Booty.
Yeah.
After 1 week, like,
yeah,
hey, I was the
first round
pick. Like, well, you're sixth round pick, but okay, exactly. Fine.
So I wouldn't necessarily blame him. But
no, but you got to do it more than that. And even
I'm
then,
happy
what's the
he
point?
Didn't come yeah. out and spike the football. And we asked Hunter Henry a similar question last week. Yeah. We're like, ah, you know, we kind of dabbled in wondering about Drake May and if there's too much on his plate and the Josh McDaniels play calling. And he's like, whatever, man, we believe in Drake. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think that's a good sign, you know, where he's yeah. not coming out and, again, you know, overly hyped on himself when he's won two games.
He's won, right. And you're sitting there, you're 1-1. And we're all thrilled that you beat the Dolphins, but the reality is the Dolphins are probably going to be 0-3, and they're probably going to fire their coach, and then they might be on the clock for like the number one pick. So it might be one of the worst teams in football. But like you'll take all that. Yeah, it was definitely like the politically correct answer. And even if in his head he's thinking like, yeah, like, you know, F you guys for doubting me or calling me out after week one. But no, it's only one game. You got to kind of stack those games on top of themselves and. We'll see. He's got the opportunity to do it. I don't think they have a murderer's row. Like the next couple of games, you could see similar results.
Drake May, by the way, moving up in the quarterback hierarchy. We're going to do some tiers later on in the show. We'll tear off running backs.
Backs.
In the AFC. We All did right. wide receivers last week. We've done quarterbacks before.
Yep.
Throughout the NFL, not just AFC. And he's moving up by default. No Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, they're dropping
No
like
J.J.
flies.
McCarthy. Burrow's out for a long time. Purdy's been out. Or missed last week where Mac Jones started for him. He was probably already ahead of Justin Fields. He was on our list already ahead of Justin Fields. Yeah. But add him to the list just for the purposes of this discussion. With the rash of injuries at the quarterback spot, he is moving up by default. The thing with those QBs, and again, I mean, Jaden Daniels is the one where you look at it and go, that's a mobile guy. He's not a big guy. The more he runs, the more there's potential to get him hurt. What's the breaking point for a guy with that frame? That's probably the one you look at and go, that's a mobile quarterback. Washington's, when he comes back, if he comes back in short order,
yeah.
they might have to not alter the way he plays, but pick their spots a little bit more
but
than they have.
But he also, like, he got hit more than anybody last year, right? And I think he's on pace to get hit more than anybody this year, or just, like, take hits, right? So whether that's a sack, whether that is him picking
getting
up 2 yards
running.
And getting hit, right? Like, you know, get out of bounds, get down. You know, you don't have to do the silly Drake May over-exaggerated slide every time. But there's a fine line there, and I think some quarterbacks are able to do it the right way where they get the yards when they're there, but they're not taking the big hits. Like, I think that usually comes with the more veteran quarterbacks. Like, if you watch even Lamar and Josh Allen and Mahomes.
Allen does take big hits.
Allen does.
Lamar, I think, is pretty good at avoiding.
Lamar's pretty smart, and Allen is also twice the size of Lamar.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe significantly bigger than Jaden Daniels, too. Drake May, not as big as Josh Allen, but bigger than those other two. So there is some sort of fine line. Yeah, Josh Allen, there's a little bit of the Cam Newton thing or Ben Roethlisberger thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're a mountain of a man. You're taking some hits, but you could probably withstand those a little bit better than somebody like Jaden Daniels could. So I think that also comes with just playing the position, like knowing like when, like you're going to get hit, like you're playing a full 60-minute game, like you're going to get hit, but you got to pick and choose when those right times are. And you never want to lead the league in that category. You never
no.
want at the end of the year be like, who, what quarterback got hit the most? And then how long can you sustain that? Like, that's tough.
I know we bring up the Josh Allen comp a lot
yeah.
for Drake May. The other one we bring up less, and the more I watch him, And he was the standalone game Friday of week one against the Chiefs. And then he was the second game of the Monday night doubleheader last night. So we've kind of been able to sit there and watch him these last couple of weeks, or I at least watched him for a half. Herbert's moving well. Like the Herbert comp for Drake May might be the better comp, just because Josh Allen is so high end and so physical and unique in terms of his stature. The Herbert comp really might be the better one for Drake May.
Could be. Talk about darts and scampers for Justin Herbert. He'll do that because his two games so far this season, he had like 7 carries, 32 yards, 9 carries, 31 yards. So nothing insane, but on the move and doing it at the right time.
And it looks like he's moving well these last couple of weeks. Speaking of the Allen comp, just because people I know roll their eyes from time to time, that might be too high end.
Yeah.
Mike Reese wrote about this over the weekend. And if you don't like us bringing up Drake May as a Josh Allen comp,
if you don't like us, stop.
Well, you might not. One caller yesterday certainly didn't.
Oh, that's true.
If you don't like us bringing that up, if you don't like callers bringing it up, fine. How about an NFL GM comparing Drake May to Josh Allen? One NFL GM to Reese over the weekend said that Drake May's start, and this is prior to week two, it reminded him in part of some of the early career conversation about Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Reese writes, it's easy to forget, but Allen had some growing pains, 52%, 59% his first 2 years. The GM wasn't comparing May to Allen, but instead acknowledging that it often takes time for quarterbacks to develop and hit their peak.
Yeah.
So, 100%. You know, this is the push and pull, the back and forth. They got to keep him healthy in the meantime, but I wouldn't rein him in. The Bills did not rein in Josh Allen athletically early on. The Chargers may have done some of that with Herbert. I think Harbaugh lets him be a little more free with that. And so, I think you want to let Drake May be Drake May, and despite the injuries, you continue to let him do that.
Well, and that's why Sunday is so important to me, because there was so much of the, we think he can do it, we think he can do it, like hopefully he can do it, how long is it going to take? And then now you at least have a reference point. Be like, all right, we saw that game. And, you know, let's not blow it out of proportion. It's not like, you know, he threw for 400 yards and ran for 100 and all
that.
That's
what I was going to say. It's not like he ran for 80 yards.
But I'm just saying, like, okay, there's a game, an extremely efficient game, which I think for Vrabel is way more important. Vrabel will take 230 yards passing, 2 touchdown passes, a touchdown run, and a game that they won versus 350 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks, a fumble. Like, he get rid of all that. And so I think he's got to be thrilled with just how efficient he was. So start with that, and then from there, that's when you get into, all right, now, you know, down the road, can he win a shootout? Like, can he win a shootout like where it's another team where their defense can't stop Lamar or Allen or, you know, guys that you face later on this year? Like, does he have the capability for that? You got to start somewhere, and that's why I think Sunday was so important.
Well, and they should win this weekend. You know, I don't think they're favored. I got to double check.
They were early dogs again, similar to the Miami game.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it 1.5?
That's what. It's still 1.5. Pittsburgh favored by 1.5 in New England,
which is odd.
Very strange.
Pittsburgh's not that good.
I understood the Dolphins as bad as they look week one. I still understood them being favored at home. Pats never really win down there. Fine. This one is strange to me, especially given how Pittsburgh looked last week and how they've looked in general on defense these first couple of weeks.
This one has to be flipped. Remember preseason, they were like, oh, they're going to be favored in like 11 games. Now, obviously, things change and there's injuries and whatever else, but this would have been one of those 11 games.
I would think. So I was just going to ask you, I don't remember pick by pick. Preseason, you had them winning this game? Me too.
Yeah.
And I still have them winning this game.
Yeah. I have no reason not to feel that way.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Especially because the offense did look so much better this past week. Drake May really looked so much better this past week. Hart asked him, Keith, if he's silenced the doubters. And again, he didn't spike the football, which I think was good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they silenced the doubters?
No. I mean, it's one game, and I think the doubter, like, you know, I'm thrilled with what we saw. But if you were of the anti-Drake May camp before, or anti-McDaniels, or Vrabel, or the combination, or whatever, and we've heard from plenty of those people. Like, it's a quiet time right now, because they just won, or whatever. But I was kind of surprised just how polarizing Drake May was going into the year. And I think the easy counter would just be, well, the Dolphins suck. Yeah, they do.
That's a very, very, very fair counter. Right, and by the way, he was bailed out by a kickoff return at the end of the game. Like he didn't come back and win that game.
Nope.
Gibson won him the game.
So I think that might be what you might hear in response. I mean, my counter would be half the league sucks. You know, like the Raiders suck. They lost to them. The Dolphins suck. They beat them. Steelers also suck. So it's like one of those things where there's a lot of Spider-Man meme when it comes to the NFL. There's a great deal of parody. So I think it's a great game, but it's also one. And you could also point to like the same if you're building a case against him, be like, you know who also looked really good last week? Mac Jones. You know who also looked really good like for two straight weeks? Daniel Jones. Like you can find examples to sort of fit your argument, but no, if he continues to stack up games like this, then there'll be less and less to say. But it is in the minds of maybe some a one-off.
Well, I think that's the right way to say it. He's got to keep stacking them.
Yeah.
Like if he does it this weekend against Pittsburgh.
Like, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
We're heading in the right direction, but it's not some tiebreaker where all of a sudden it's like one bad, two good. All of a sudden he's on track. No, he needs to keep stacking these games. But last week is what I expect him to look like week one. And it's why I was so disappointed in how he looked and the play calling and the whole team looked and all of it. Week one was a massive disappointment. Week two went a long way to righting the ship. And now we'll see how they handle things on Sunday against Pittsburgh. But that should be another win. And it should be another strong performance. That Pittsburgh defense has been shredded these last couple of weeks. And a lot of that's been on the ground. It's not all through the air. But Justin Fields ate him up week one. Darnold was pretty good last week in week two.
They've given up, 63 points or whatever?
Yeah. So that's a defense you should be able to take advantage of. Mm-hmm. And I expect Drake May to do that. A reminder, by the way, Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 3 matchup between the Patriots and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh!
How about that?
What a rivalry game.
Two historic franchises. It really is.
Yeah.
Couple of, one very historic uniform. Well, the Patriots wear their throwbacks.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's also more of a historic uniform. Nice.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.